Today is Divine Mercy Sunday, and our Lord promises many special graces on this day as we venerate His image, the image, and we are blessed to have that beautiful image here in this church here, where we can venerate it and especially venerate the mercy of Jesus, which He offers to each and every one of us, as well as those who are not practicing their faith, who He wants to beckon back to Him. And to beckon them back, He wants the world to know of His divine mercy. He wants them to know of His infinite mercy, His unfathomable mercy, and the unimaginable graces He wants to offer to them and to you and me on this day. And when we embrace His mercy and trust in His mercy towards each one of us in particular, and when we think of great sinners, we should think of ourselves, each one of us. We are all great sinners. We all big sinners and are in need of the mercy of Jesus. And we too, you and I, need to trust in His mercy to cleanse us from our sins. And with our cooperation, of course, we must make every effort to do God's will as perfectly as we can, and to remove every occasion of sin, to remove all things that separate us from God, and our self-focus, our self-will. We need to dedicate ourselves more fully and totally to our Lord with the graces that God gives us, and we throw ourselves on the mercy of God. It's like throwing ourselves in the lap of a loving father, loving mother, who we know love us and are good and want to forgive us and cleanse us and make us pure and holy again. So even with our sins, we still should not be afraid of God. We should go to Him and bring our sins and ask His forgiveness and Him to transform us, and not bring our own mentality, our own restrictions and limitations, as we sort of think of our neighbor will forgive them, but there's a limit to the forgiveness that we offer to our neighbor generally, and we think God is in the same mindset, and He's not. His unfathomable mercy, His infinite mercy that He shows to the greatest of sinners. And He says with His mercy He can change the greatest sinner into the greatest saint. And we all need to believe that. And we need to teach it and preach it. And this is why God, Jesus, appeared to Saint Faustina and asked all of us, and priests especially, to preach the mercy of God, because God wants His mercy to be known much more profoundly, much more widely, much more thoroughly in the world, because that will encourage people to come to God. That will encourage them to know that He can forgive their sins, because people look at their sins and the evils they have done and the mountain of sins that they and you and I too have, and we get discouraged and we think God can't forgive. We think God is not good enough to forgive us these sins, but if they know that His mercy is wider than the ocean, deeper than the ocean, is infinite, and as Catholics, we need to preach that kind of mercy, that truth, the truth of the mercy of God, which overcomes His justice. God wants to demonstrate His mercy, to share His mercy, to give out His mercy to everyone. So we as Catholics need to be ministers of His mercy, preachers of His mercy, believers in His mercy, first to ourselves personally and also to our neighbor. And of course we need to be ministers of practicing mercy too, to our neighbor in actions and words and in thought and in prayer for our neighbors and for sinners, for the world. To be preachers of this mercy. And so there are special graces that are given to us, the torrents of graces that are offered to each of us on this very day. We go to communion, we go to confession, and we trust in the mercy of God, and God will pour forth those torrents of mercy and graces into our souls For why? Not just to forgive our sins, but to transform us, to make us holy, to make us even saints, to make us great saints. We need to be open to that and asking for that, and allowing that grace of God and the mercy of God to change us, to make us better, to make us much better, and to do it all with the grace of God and trust in Him, trust in His mercy, and His grace to change us, not our own efforts alone, but His efforts with ours. And so let us take advantage of the mercy of God in the right way, take advantage of it for our betterment and for the betterment of the world.
Christus.